Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for April 24th. Today's word is loath, also pronounced loathe, and spelled L-O-A-T-H. Loath is an adjective that means unwilling to do something contrary to one's ways of thinking, reluctant. Here's the word used in a sentence. My grandfather was naturally very proud of the company he had built, so he was loath to admit that it was time to think about selling it and retiring. Many usage commentators point out that the spelling of loath, the adjective, is distinct from loathe, L-O-A-T-H-E, the verb that means to dislike greatly. Merriam-Webster dictionaries do record loathe with an E along with loathe, L-O-T-H, as variant spellings for the adjective, but at the same time indicate that the loathe, L-O-A-T-H, spelling is the most common one. The adjective and the verb both hark back to Old English, and the E ending in each case has come and gone over the centuries. But if you want to avoid the ire of those who like to keep the language tidy, stick with loath without an E for the adjective and loathe with the E for the verb. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.